Today on Real Radio.
And so when somebody thinks, if you're here tonight and you think, well, man, I got to kind of loosen it up to get the guys. You've been created in the image of God, girl. You are so valuable just because you fail to recognize it. Watch out. God loves you. You are incredibly valuable. You don't give it up to get acceptance.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series called Life and the Bible, a collection of topical studies taken from the numerous scripture passages that teach us and give us examples of how to live as believers in an unbelieving world. Our teacher continues in his mini-series called Being a Christian in Your Home. Now, we do need to mention that there are issues of marriage being discussed in this study. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs.
And you cannot see, and the Bible says that we need to be very careful about that, and that we need to bring these powers that come against us into the sights as we use God's words against the enemy. I mentioned, and this is the book of the month, Stormy O'Mardian's book, The Power of a Praying Husband. She says in that book that she interviewed thousands of women who said that for them, sex begins hours, if not a day or more, before anything physical ever takes place. Now listen, us guys are going, what? She says in the book, sex for women, she's speaking on behalf of women who've responded to her interview, that it begins days in advance. Where does it begin? Ladies, help me out. Where does it begin? In the mind. Thinking, thoughts, that's how powerful things are. We need to be very, very careful. In the same token, are you married? Yep. Then listen, husband, put thoughts in her head. Come on. Put those thoughts there. Both of you, husband and wife, ought to be putting thoughts there. Hey, what time will you be home tonight? What's the day? Why? Well, you know, I don't know. Why are you asking? I just thought, you know what? The kids are gone, or what do you think? And some people have their little clues, their little things, you know, like maybe it's the night. Look, it's the night. No. And some couples have actually developed clues. I'm not joking about this. And I've heard some couples say, you know what, we brush our teeth. That's one of the indicators. Because it's kind of hard to just walk up and say, hey, you know what? It's pretty quiet around here. You want to? You can't do that. That's not putting it in the mind. That's not. Notice Solomon, your lips are like a strand of scarlet. Now you can, that could be a clue. You call your wife tomorrow while she's at work and say, you know what? The study last night? Yeah. Well, your lips are like a strand of scarlet. I'm reading you loud and clear. But you can say things like this. You looked really great this morning when you went to work, and I can't wait to see you tonight. Start speaking and putting things into her head. And listen, those of you who are engaged, you got to be careful how you say these things. So you don't start some sort of fire going on there, because you got to put this in your pocket. But as a single man who is dating a girl and you're getting very serious, when you say, you know what, you look beautiful tonight, you can understand something. Her heart jumps when you say that. Women love to look beautiful. Dr. J. Vernon McGee, you know that famous statement of his? Dr. J. Vernon McGee, you guys know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
He's the still most listened to Bible teacher in the entire world. Dr. J. Vernon McGee says that as husband and wife, when you come together, when you come home at night from work and see one another and greet one another, he says you need to make sure that you refresh yourself and look nice. I praise the Lord. Lisa, all our lives, Lisa has always refreshed herself before I've gotten home. It's just beautiful. It speaks volumes to me. She makes sure that her hair is all done up and she looks all nice every day. It's amazing. J. Vernon McGee said this. He said, listen, ladies, he said, somebody had wrote him. She knew, my husband wants me to wear makeup. And what do you say about that, Dr. McGee? And he said, hey, lady, listen, if the barn needs painting, paint it. But I should say, for us guys, if we need to lose 10 pounds, lose it, right? Whatever it takes. But we need to be very, very careful about that. It's very important. Your homework as a gathering tonight, as a church tonight, think about this. I'd like you to take this home for your homework. If you're a husband and wife, or if you can handle it, if you're engaged, begin to hold her hand. Now, when you're engaged, you can't let go of her hand. It's sad when you see married couples who can't hold hands. That hurts. That's sad. Guys, husbands, I want you to start holding her hand. You don't know my wife. Be a man and hold her hand. And if she pushes your hand away, just keep trying until you wear her out. Okay? And then ladies, this is not hard. This is hard. It's just as hard as a guy reaching out for your hand as you doing this, ladies. Compliment your man. Compliment him. Yes. See, but Jack, you know what? He's just a short little bald guy and he rolls around. Then you tell him, man, you are the cutest, shortest little bald guy I have ever seen. And you just drive me crazy. Compliment. Say things that are nice. Start practicing it. Can you do it? It's okay. It's absolutely something that we should be doing. Reach for her hand, turn to him and say something nice. You can do that. Also this, what gives in a marriage? You and I do, whenever we touch. When we touch. And listen, this is a big deal. Sexual and non-sexual touch is a powerful part of a relationship of marriage. Non-sexual touch, this is amazing to me. Guys, are you with me? I'm 51 years old. I'm still learning this. I don't know if I have enough time in my life to get this, but I'm trying. There's nothing more exciting for Lisa than for us to go to Blockbuster Video and rent I Love Lucy. And she wants to sit down and watch I Love Lucy with my arm around her. Okay? Women, what do you think about that? You like that, see? Guys. We can't do that. We have our arm around you. And isn't she funny? Look at that. Isn't Ricky funny? And it's like, yeah, he's funny. It's great. We are like a Doberman pincher sitting there, and there's a cat, you know, in front of the window. It's hard for us, but we will do it because we love you. But it's hard. Understand us. It's hard for us. And that is something that is so powerful, because when you do that outside of marriage, the guy, he's the same male before the wedding as after the wedding. Same biology, same mind. In fact, I wrote it down. Where did I put it? It's hard to even imagine this. But here it is. Psychologists and family counselors have concluded that an average male has a sexual thought every 20 seconds. I don't know how they figured that out. Every 20 seconds. How does that happen? I'm not even quite sure how that happens. But this is a big deal. Touch is a big deal. Those of you who are single, be careful. Because touch leads to things. Oh, we're just making out. We had Elizabeth Elliott speak at this church. She said to this church, she said, you shouldn't be able to tell someone you love them without in the same sentence saying, I love you, will you marry me? Because if you go around saying, I love you, what does that mean? What are you doing? I love you. Gosh, I love you too. I mean, I love you. You love me? Yeah. I love you. Great. What do? You stand right over there, and I'll stand right here. For how long? What does the Bible say? Love deferred makes the heart grow sick. Be very careful. Well, we'll just hold each other this way. I've actually talked to people who said, we haven't had sex being single. She just takes her clothes off on that side of the room. I take my clothes off on this side of the room. We haven't touched each other. Are you kidding? That still goes into your mind. It's going to affect you in your life. God loves you. He wants you to have an incredible life. And all the stuff that you feel, designed by God, it's how we manage it. It's what we do with it. It's absolutely important. Christianity is not something that we leave out of the church parking lot, and by the time we get home, it's gone. No, no, no. It works most and best in the home. Christianity is to be done, not to be talked about. And this is vitally important. Trust me. If those of you who are here tonight and you don't know anything about Jesus, know anything about the power of God, and this, all this stuff sounds like foreign talk to you, listen, it's amazing, because if you put into practice what God has engineered for your life, you will succeed radically. You'll be blessed. But if you go around and you give yourself over and over to people, you are ruining your life. You say, no, I'm not having a great time. No, you're not. You're not having a great time. Oh, yeah, it feels really great. You know what? You don't know nothing, with all due respect. Because so much of intimacy is based upon your psyche, how you think and what you feel. It's very, very important. And touch is so very powerful. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, Paul said, it is good for a man, listen, not to touch a woman. It's erotic touch. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife and let each woman have her own husband. We were wired by God for sex. In a marriage, a house, a home, it should be going on. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great thing. God engineered it. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:4, marriage is to be honored by all, and the marriage bed is undefiled. That's pretty amazing. Touch, both sexual touch, non-sexual touch, holding hands, holding each other. Husbands, this is your homework. Before you guys part ways tomorrow, pray for your wife. Touch her, grab her, put your arms around her, pray for her, put your hand on her shoulder, pray for her. See, I leave too early in the morning. Then you know what? You leave early in the morning, she's still in bed, you put your hands on her forehead or her shoulder or whatever, and you pray for her. Just supernaturally do that. But by all means, God has engineered us to be creatures in His image. The Bible tells us, we don't need to go through it, we've looked at it before, but the Scriptures teach us in Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, over and over again, that we've been created in the image of God, and we are not animals. Animals have sex because they reproduce. It is a survival, God-engineered propagation of animal life. The Bible says that when God created Adam and Eve, let me read it to you. Genesis 2:21, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and the Lord took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then, listen, then the rib which the Lord God had taken from Adam, he made into woman and brought her to man, that is to Adam, made her, brings her to Adam, and Adam says, listen, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Adam looked at Eve and said, I think I like ribs. I mean, he can you imagine? God does everything perfect. Can you imagine God bringing Eve to Adam? That must have been amazing. And the scripture says that he called her woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, the next verse is, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh, that's body, soul, and spirit, physical union, emotionally committed, spiritually united. And they were both naked, man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Listen, I don't know what you've been taught, but you're not an animal. But Hollywood wants you to have sex all around town like you're an animal. Because Satan hates the fact that you were created in the image of God. Did you know Satan's an angel? You know that. He's a fallen angel. Angels were not created in the image of God. Angels are altogether different. In fact, the Bible says angels are servants of the Lord, and in eternity, they will serve us. The Bible even says we will judge angels in the end. Boy, are we going to get smart. You were created in the image of God, and Satan hates you for that. He wants your life destroyed. Why do you think marriage is under attack? Why do you think children are being molested and destroyed? Why do you think that... I mean this. I don't know, I may offend you when I say this, but this is my conviction. I don't know if this show's even still on anymore, but there was a program on that it took contestants in a show, and they did the most degrading, ridiculous, horrible thing. They would eat like pig guts. Fear Factor. I couldn't watch the show. I can't stand that program for this one reason. I believe, I felt in my heart, I had to take my eyes away from it because it was a destruction of man created in the image of God. And so when somebody thinks, if you're here tonight and you think, well, man, I got to kind of loosen it up to get the guys. You've been created in the image of God, girl. You are so valuable just because you fail to recognize it. Watch out. God loves you. You are incredibly valuable. You don't give it up to get acceptance. Maybe you were brought up and situations of your life have brought you to that place. I want you to hear tonight. I want you to understand. You are more precious than gold. God loves you with an everlasting love. If you've been abused in life, guess what? Only through Jesus Christ can you be made anew. And that can happen right now in 1 second of time. He's the Redeemer. And I'll leave you this because we're out of time. As husband and wife, you have got to be able to take your husband and your wife. It'd be best if both of you could just get together and maybe just fall on your knees and say, Lord, we're yours. Bless our marriage. Listen, I tell you what. I got to be careful because my family's here tonight. When you're married with kids, you get creative. When Lisa and I felt like hugging, you know? And our kids were little. Especially Rebecca, our oldest Rebecca. You need to thank God that our daughter Rebecca does not work for the IRS, because if she did, you'd be investigated. She should work for CSI. And Lisa and I would, you know, it's Saturday morning, we feel like hugging. And You go to lock the door. The bedroom, by the way, the bedroom, husband and wife, mom and dad, your bedroom should be sacred zone, sacred territory. People, they shouldn't go traipsing through your bedroom. Hey, what's going on? No, you stop at the door. Get your foot broke, you get any further than that. But mom, dad, and little kids, mostly children, period, are like birth control, little living birth control devices. You know what I'm saying? Can somebody say amen? Yes. Mom, dad, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. Mom, dad, what? What are you doing? You know what we used to do? We can tell them this now. This is going to ruin their mind here in about 3 seconds. We used to tell them, go away from the door. We're talking about your Christmas gifts. Because that's the only way we could get them away from the door. Pastor Jack, you are lying to your children. That's right. That's exactly correct. And a parent can always see when the feet under the door, the feet leave, the feet walk away. All that to tell you this, that Christian husband and wife, if you're not doing this, you're going to start tonight. That when you're done being together as a husband and wife, which by the way, Satan hates that, because I'm going to speak for all of us guys. Ladies, you're not going to believe us, but here's the deal. I'm not married to you, so you got to believe me because I'm not going home with you. You got to listen to me. Us guys, you know when we feel the closest to you and we just feel totally liberated and free, and that's the moment, by the way, to ask us for anything, is right when we've been together. You just feel all cuddly goofy. Capitalize on that. Know that. Understand that. Understand that. But when a husband and wife have come together, I'm asking all husbands in this church that you're laying there and you should just say this, Lord, I mean, you start praying right then and there. You say, are you kidding me? Listen, God was there the whole time. And you say, Lord, thank you for our marriage. Thank you for this time together. Lord, protect our marriage. Don't let any woman get into this marriage. Don't let any man get into this marriage. Lord, build an absolute kryptonite bubble around this marriage and kill anybody who seeks to destroy it. I mean, that's how I pray. Just kill anybody. Just kill anybody who seeks to destroy this marriage. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what? Your wife will just go, wow, let's do that again.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a series within a series called Being a Christian in Your Home. We mention that it's a series within a series because it's part of the collection of studies called Life and the Bible, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, this is a series our teacher recently concluded, and it's available for purchase on either CD or DVD. You can visit us at realradioactive.org to find out more. realradioactive.org. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. And whether you call, click, or write, just be sure and mention it by title, The Life and the Bible Series. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.